The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to this week's Click and Go Travel Podcast. And we have a full studio this morning with Bettina, our head of product, Sonia from our sales team, and Kathleen, our social media specialist, in studio with Paul and I today. And today we're going to be speaking about Disneyland Paris and a recent fam trip that the guys went on. So you're all very welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Thank you. Hello.
So today we have the podcast, then we have the podcast studio, then we have Bettina in Portugal.
Yeah.
And Sonia, where are you?
I'm down in County Kildare.
We're neighbours.
Not, yeah. Not too far. Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Almost.
So really international.
Yeah, international, all around the world to discuss Disneyland Paris, which is pretty cool. Great. So you guys recently went on a fam trip. So a fam trip is like a familiarisation trip that staff would go on to kind of better understand the product, and in this case it's Disneyland Paris, get a feel for it, and then come back and join us on our podcast to tell our listeners all about the wonders of Disneyland Paris. So
it was so good. I mean, somebody has to go and try these things out. Yeah. And we were lucky that it was the three of us on this occasion. And we did. We had a whirlwind. We went for 3 nights and we did kind of 2 experiences, and we saw sort of 2 sides to what a Disneyland Paris holiday would look like for families or adults, Disney adults that would like to travel. We did a little bit of a stay on site and we did a little bit of stay off site. So I don't know if that's the best place to the difference, you know.
Well, maybe we'll start with sort of the 3 kind of steps. So it would be like getting there, how you would get to Disneyland Paris, staying there, and then what to do there. So maybe we can kick off with the getting there piece. So that would be, you know, flights with Aer Lingus from Dublin.
Yeah, so Aer Lingus are flying out of Dublin, and Air France are also flying out of Dublin. So primarily, Jill, the airport when we're talking about Disneyland Paris is Charles de Gaulle.
Yeah.
Charles de Gaulle is the closest airport to Disneyland Paris. It's the easiest one to get from one of the Paris airports to. You can also get from Orly Airport to Disneyland Paris. So the likes of Welling out of Dublin fly that route. But primarily the focus is get to Charles de Gaulle. That's what we say to people in terms of making it easy. Out of Shannon, Aer Lingus are flying on to Charles de Gaulle. And out of Belfast, EasyJet are flying into Paris Charles de Gaulle as well. So there's plenty of options. It's year round with Dublin especially. That is multiple flights between Air France and Aer Lingus every day. 5, 6, 7 flights a day into Charles de Gaulle, and a short flight, and not too difficult to transfer. So maybe the guys, like if we assume we're already in Charles de Gaulle, talk us through the options getting from Charles de Gaulle across to the theme park.
I suppose myself and Kathleen, we took the magical shuttle, which roughly takes about an hour from Charles de Gaulle out to Disney, whether that's the, you know, the on-site or off-site. You're talking roughly about an hour depending on the traffic. There's a TV on the bus, so it kind of keeps the kids entertained. Pretty straightforward when you come out from the arrivals hall at the airport. You just literally follow the signs for exit 32 and you'll see the shuttle booth just across the road. I would suggest pre-booking the tickets before you go and sit back and enjoy the scenery of going through the French countryside going out.
So that's transfer option number one, Disney's own magical shuttle.
Yeah.
What other ways can you get from Charles de Gaulle to Disneyland Paris?
Well, myself on this trip, I took a slightly different approach. I took the TGV train option. And I was quite surprised how straightforward and easy it was. And I was actually much quicker than the guys.
Wow. Bettina won the race.
Yes, I did. I was already sitting in the hotel lounge having a drink, waiting on them to arrive. No, it's a great option. Maybe it's a little bit, for people, a bit daunting because it's public transportation and maybe they think it's not so easy to get to, because Charles de Gaulle's airport is obviously a massive airport with different terminals, and the Aer Lingus flights all arrive into Terminal 1, And the TGV, the train station, the big train station at Charles de Gaulle's airport is actually at Terminal 2. Okay. So you basically, but I actually went over from Terminal 1 to Terminal 2 to get obviously the train, and it was very straightforward. Just have to follow the signs, basically go down an elevator, follow the signs for the monorail, for the like the Charles de Gaulle airport shuttle. Hop on that shuttle, it takes about 8 minutes. You can't get lost because there's only it only brings you to Terminal 2. In between, it's just car parks. Get off, and then you're right there. You'll see the train station down below. And the TGV trains, because they are long-distance trains, so the, for example, the one I took, I think, was going all the way to Montpellier in the south. So there's plenty of them passing through Charles de Gaulle. So there is a regular service. You can buy the ticket in advance online through the French rail network site or other you know, ticket providers. My ticket was €22 one way, and it was literally, I went onto the train and the next stop for all the TGV trains after Charles de Gaulle is Chessy Station, which is Disneyland Paris train station.
So one, like literally it's from the airport, one stop.
And it was wow. 9 minutes.
It was nine minutes wow. on the train because it's a TGV. I literally, I didn't even go and get a seat. I was just, I got on the train and I was like, okay, it looks like this is only going to be one stop. So let's just see. And it was literally on and off. And I was at Chessy Station in Disney. And then because we were staying in Val d'Europe, I just went on the normal Disney train from Val d'Europe, which is one stop again for 2 minutes. And I was there. So the journey time for me was, I think, all in all, maybe
11
minutes from the airport to the hotel, less than 30 minutes.
That's amazing.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus arrive into Terminal 1. You transfer on the monorail to Terminal 2.
Yeah.
You take the TGV from Terminal 2. And it's literally the next stop. 9 minutes,
yeah,
and you're at Disneyland Paris, and the station is called Chessy, so that's C-H-E-S-S-Y, is it, Bettina?
Yeah.
Chessy Station?
Yeah.
And that's literally it. Between yeah. Disney Village and the two Disney theme parks. So when you arrive there, you are in the middle of the magic straight away. So it's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Well, I don't think people realise how easy the public transport option is, but that's great.
And the speed, like rather than sitting on a bus for an hour.
So we've the Magical Shuttle, which is Disney. We've the TGV, which is public transport. And there's always the private transfers.
Yeah, I actually did them a week ago. So my first day back after this trip that we're talking about, I booked Disneyland Paris for my own family.
So hold on a second. You were on a work trip in September. You were doing all the research.
Yeah.
You came home and you booked
my first day back in the office.
You're the best customer.
I know. I literally booked it my first day back in work. And we booked private transfers because I have two small kids. And it was so easy as well. Now, we had used a return transfer on our trip to get that experience when we went, the three of us. But I had it kind of both ways as a with my family. And it was really easy. We met our driver in Terminal 1 in Charles de Gaulle. And it was probably, I think it was only 30 minutes to our hotel. And we were staying in Disney Sequoia Lodge on site. So really, really quick, really, really easy. And same on the return. Our driver actually WhatsApped me the morning that we were due to travel back and said, hey, I'm your driver. You know, this is what my reg is or whatever for when the time comes. And he arrived early, which is always my cup of tea. So very pleasant. And again, half an hour back and it was no issues.
I guess the big advantage there is if it is a family, if there's a couple of kids.
Yeah.
You're going from the airport directly to the door of the hotel.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're using the TGV, the public transport option, you still have to get to your hotel.
Yeah.
Magical Shuttle, I think, does a mix of some of the hotels. Yeah. It covers off-site and nearly all of the hotels on-site it covers. So
yeah, like I think if it was, you know, if you have older kids or if you're just adults traveling, the train, hands down, for ease. But for me with two toddlers, a double buggy, multiple suitcases, I'd be afraid my suitcase or my kids would be gone on the train and I'd still be standing on the platform. But that's just my that's just my fear because they're really young. So for now, private transport, anything for ease. But you could be sure they'll be on that in a few years.
But if you compare the cost of what would have been four tickets for the Magical Shuttle or four tickets on public transport, the cost of the private transfers is pretty much.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, once you get above three people, I think the private transfer from a price point of view, is more or less comparable. So great options there. So that's the flights covered, Jill. That's the getting there.
Yeah.
Maybe let's talk about where the hotels are located and do a little bit of time on the hotels, because we have the Disney hotels, which are Disney owned properties right at the theme park.
Yeah.
And then we have offsite, which are kind of the non-Disney owned hotels, but are very close by. So can you guys kind of tell us and maybe sell us the pros and cons of the Disney hotels versus the offsite hotels? Get an understanding of why people might choose one over the other, and then we get into the real fun, the theme parks.
I think when we went in September, it was my first time, and I never really comprehended how easy or how near the on-site and the off-site hotels are, or how kind of easy Disney is in general in Paris. Mm. So I'm comparing it to Orlando in my mind when I went, and it's so different. So for me, if we look at the off-site first, which is what we did first, we stayed in an off-site hotel in the Val d'Europe area. There's also the Val de France area, which is very popular. And we've gotten to see a huge amount of hotels in both. I didn't realise that they were just 5 minute drive. I think when you look at Google Maps, sometimes it looks so much bigger and miles away. And I was like, how are we ever going to get there? Like in my mind. And then when we actually are there, they're 5 minutes apart. And I think like the areas that we saw, and the girls will agree, I'm sure, there's such distinct kind of audiences that you can think of, like the Val d'Europe area.
It's lovely.
So nice, so isn't it? Like it's literally like this gorgeous little Parisian town. It's very, very like Paris. It's picture perfect. You know, it was built by Disney. It does have people who live there and commute into Paris, but it's beautiful. And what we loved about it was, you know, there's little squares in it with lots of restaurants and bars. There's brilliant shopping. And I think that if you've got, you know, older kids, or you're going with your partner and your Disney adults, like to stay somewhere like that where you can actually just escape the bubble in the evenings, have a bite to eat, go for a drink. I think that area really surprised all three of us. And it's five minutes from the parks.
And it just felt incredibly safe that, like, if you have teens, like older teens, that it's okay for them to go out and go to the shop and know that they're okay. And it just had a lovely vibe to it.
It really did. And
so that's the Val d'Europe.
Val d'Europe, yeah. And what's really good there is, so we also got to see some hotels. So myself and Sonia went to the Val de France area, which is kind of, it feels like it's the other side of Disney, but it's like not even 10 minute drive from Val d'Europe. It's probably still 5 minutes. And it's where a lot of our customers would stay. You have the Dream Castle, the Explorers, Grand Magic. They're all in that area.
Those hotels that you named there, they're
Val de France.
Val de France.
So,
but Val d'Europe is kind of probably less well known, would it be fair?
I think in terms of what it offers people, because with Val de France, the hotels are kind of by themselves. They're on a neighbourhood or a street, I guess, but there's nothing else around them. Whereas in Val d'Europe, you're staying in a little town.
Okay.
And even though if you are in Val de France, you have Val d'Europe a couple of minutes drive away.
I'm really liking the sound of Val d'Europe.
Yeah. We were so surprised. Like, we went to a lovely Italian our first night. And just kind of got ourselves sorted for the week there. But, you know, if you're traveling as a family, there's a huge supermarket in the shopping center. There's lots of things to do in that area as well if it's raining or you want it a few hours away from the parks. And there's lots of hotels as well. Bettina, you got to see a lot of hotels in that area too.
Yeah. I think it's maybe people don't really know about it so much in Ireland, but I know a lot of Portuguese people or Spanish people who would drive to Disney, they would stay in the Val d'Europe area. So it is quite a popular area. And I really, if I would go back with my own family, I would definitely stay in that area just because it's very easy access to Disney. It's one train stop away from Disney. There's only the one line, so you can't go wrong. It's a 2 minute ride on the train. A lot of the hotels even have their own shuttle bus services to Disney. And then the whole fact of having this massive shopping center with 190 stores, I think, and 30 restaurant options. Yeah. Then you have the Sea Life Aquarium is also in that shopping center for something different to do. Then you have the massive outlet.
Yes,
it's one of the biggest French outlet centers just behind it, with all your high-end brands. Again, lots of restaurant options, cafe
and Bettina,
options.
In terms of the accommodation there, is it like from what I remember doing some of the research and looking at the kind of content for the website, it's apartment and hotels. So like a good choice of accommodations, because for some of the larger families, the apartments are a really good idea.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that's what makes that area even better, is that you have this kind of apartment option. Mm. So you don't have to split your families into different hotel rooms. You can just book apartments. And then the nice thing is that a lot of these apartments are really nice properties. But even if they're just maybe 3 stars, that's only because they don't have an on-site restaurant, because they don't need to, because you have all these facilities in the area. But you have really quality apartments. Some of them have outdoor pool or indoor pool. You know, they would always have a 24-hour reception and some garden areas. But it's just, it's a great option for people to stay if they visit Disney.
And I think, you know, the logic around, you know, getting you guys over to see the destination for yourselves is exactly this.
Yeah.
So we find out about Val d'Europe. Like, as Sonia was saying, it's a very much a lived-in suburb. People live there and commute into Paris. Like 190 shops in the outlet mall, a massive commercial centre, 30 restaurants on your doorstep, because loads of people complain about the food options at Disney.
Yeah.
But here it sounds like you've the perfect option. Yeah. You're living in a proper town. That's one train stop away, 2 minutes on the train from the parks.
That's
great
it.
Accommodation options. To me, it sounds the ideal destination.
It's a really great spot to visit, though, even if you are staying elsewhere in the Disney realm, whether you're in the Val de France area on site or even in Stay City Apartments, which are also nearby, because there's such a great vibe there. There's also a massive Primark, and I think that's worth calling out. Again, I'm putting my mammy hat on here because you never know what you're going to need. And I'm always thinking ahead. I always feel a bit better when there's a Penny's nearby just for emergencies. And thankfully, we didn't have to visit it in my last trip, but that is there. Mm. So I think even that little peace of mind factor for parents going, you are a 5-10 minute drive max to this whole area. So no matter where you're staying in Disneyland Paris, Val d'Europe is so worth a visit.
Okay, so that's Val d'Europe. Val de France, with the hotels that are probably a bit more known to the Irish consumer, like the Explorers, Dreamcastle, Magic Circus, but also really well located. Maybe not as much immediately nearby, but you could trek down to Val d'Europe for all of Val d'Europe.
Like myself and Sonia went down to view the hotels. We did all the hotels in that area. And
I think an Uber did a cost us maybe 20-25.
So it's really affordable. And, you know, you're only 5 minute drive from the parks as well. And we did site inspections of all those hotels. We got to see all the rooms and the facilities. And they are fantastic options for families. And we can see why people love them so much. My personal favourite was the Grand Magic. And I know Sonia loved Dream Castle. So they were kind of the two in the Val de France area that the two of us really adored.
Yes, absolutely. That we saw.
That's another great area to stay in. And perfect, again, if you've younger kids too, and you don't plan to go out in the evenings. Like, there's nothing wrong with the fact that there's not much around them. Do you know that way?
Yeah,
like, it's
not
to say that the Val d'Europe has everything. I think there's also a big advantage to staying in the Val de France area as well.
And then we also, I think somebody called out the Stay City, which is an Irish business.
Yeah.
And we like to support Irish businesses, and Stay City have a great property.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Right there at,
Val
de France.
Yeah, absolutely. It was gorgeous. We got to do a tour of the hotel as well. They have a gorgeous outdoor pool. It's
lovely
within
golf. Summer.
Oh my God. It's within, it's within golf grounds, and the views are amazing. It's built on a lake. Again, it's all apartments, so plenty of room for families and larger families. They have a 24-hour self-service shop, restaurant, bar, anything you could possibly want. There's a gym if your feet allow you after walking around Disney. Like, should you please? There was nobody in there when we were there, and I'm not surprised because you're doing your workout all day at the parks. But it's there if you want it. But again, an absolutely lovely property. We really liked that one as well.
And I guess those properties are ideal for all the reasons we've outlined.
Yeah.
The theme park tickets aren't included.
No.
But possibly more flexibility if you wanted to have a day in Paris and then you were only buying the tickets for the theme park for the days you want. So, you know, really good reasons to stay there. Great quality accommodation by the sound of things.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Great options and very close to the theme park. So let's move maybe to the on-site, the Disney hotels, and tell us about what you found there.
Well, I suppose with the Disney park, one of the main advantages is that you get the early entry into the theme parks. So if you can kind of pick the rides that you want to go on, go straight to those. You get an hour early entry. ahead of all the general public. And you can do those rides with obviously lesser queues and then go back and maybe have your breakfast and then go back into the theme park again. It's ideal.
Good tip.
That. Yeah, I think it's a really good point you made there, Sonia. Like, I think staying on site, the advantage, and I just did it on my last trip, I stayed in Sequoia Lodge, was we could walk back to our hotel. There is shuttles, they have shuttles, but you're 5 minute walk into the parks, 10 minutes max, depending on the speed that you're going. And being able to come back and forward, have that early park entry was amazing. And I think when you stay in Disney, they immerse you, don't they? Like, the theming is everywhere. For us, what we really loved about staying on site last week was the characters in the morning. Like, you don't know who you're going to meet in your lobby. and so my kids were really excited, like seeing Goofy and everybody just wandering around. And I think that's really...
I think you were really excited.
Well, Bettina, you know me well.
Your secret is out.
I know. Disney adult. But I think as well, like, especially if you've young kids and they don't know what a queue is, which is kind of my situation, to meet characters and stuff, we didn't have to queue for hours in the parks to meet the characters. They were in, a lot of the time they were in our hotels, and we walked over to the Newport Bay hotel, which was just next to ours, to have a look at characters there as well, so you can wander between and have a little nosy and meet.
So for the Disney hotels, your theme park tickets are included.
Yes.
They're part of the package.
Yep.
You get in early and it's that bit closer again to the theme parks.
Yeah, it's just ease. For me, it was
all
the
good
ease.
Choices. Yeah. You know, depending on what you're looking for.
And they have every price point. Like, the Santa Fe is their lead in and the Cheyenne. Sequoia then, I personally, out of the ones we got to see, that was where I felt the nicest vibe. And I can say after staying there last week, that was real. It was very relaxed, low key. And Newport Bay is very, very busy and it's beautiful and it's nautical themed. We have Marvel then, which is
the
Hotel
amazing.
New York. That hotel is fantastic. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Very, very chic.
Yeah. And then for the ultra luxury now, the Disneyland Paris Hotel.
Disneyland Paris, I know. I was hoping I'd get a look in last week, but they're not letting the public in.
Next time. General public.
if we bring it to the real reason why we, you know, get those flights, get those transfers, pick those hotels, it is the parks. So talk to us about the parks.
Oh, where do you start?
Well, okay, I think I'll start this one off. I'm not great going on roller coasters, rides or anything like that. I'm a real scaredy cat. But boy, was I excited when I got there. You know, there's so much for to see and do that you don't have to go on all the attractions. There's so many amazing shows all included in your tickets. And yeah, I was just in amazement watching, you know, the goings on around the park. Just the atmosphere is just captivating.
It's special, isn't it? And like Sonia, now I've done all the rides, most of them anyways, but it is the parades and the shows that bring Disney to life. Like, that's to me, that's what the magic is. And I think you're spoilt across both parks. You know, obviously in Disneyland Park itself, you have a firework display at closing every night. And now before it, you have the new Disney Electrical Sky Parade, which I got to see when I was there. And it's a drone show. It is amazing. Like, we had seen the 30th anniversary one in September and they just get better and better. It's insane what they can do. I'm trying to, you can hear people talking about it in the crowd being like, are they lights? Like, how are they doing this? So it's just phenomenal. And then in Studios Park, they have so many incredible shows. And we got to do some of them on our trip. Mickey and the Magician was my favourite one.
Brilliant.
I know you guys loved the Pixar
the
one.
The Lion King.
Oh, the Lion King as well. Lion King. Yes, that was so good too. And then this time around in my recent trip, we did a Disney Junior show, which was great with my mini people. And we also did the Frozen show and belted out Let It Go, because it just has to be done.
You need to. You need to.
I know, competing with 2-year-olds. Who's your one in the middle?
Well, I saw the photographs and Kathleen didn't have her Disney, you know, hair thingy removed in any of the photographs that I saw over the 4 days. So, I think it's really great. Like, it's a really important holiday destination for Click and Go. It's a massive appeal in terms of the family market and the adult market.
Yeah.
The level of repeat bookings we see is phenomenal. And I think that's down to the shows, the constant reinvention and innovations that Disney have. It's close by. It's year round. It's affordable.
100%.
Like, it's got everything going for it. And then Click and Go and send their top people out to see it. So we have all of this amazing information. Yeah. all of that information is in the office with the sales team, with the marketing team, with the holiday support team to help you if you have questions after you've booked. So like, we have phenomenal information on the website, on the blog, on in this podcast, in other podcasts.
Yeah, social as well.
The whole business is massively invested in what Disney are doing in Paris. So like, there's only one place to book, Jill, and where is that?
Clickandgo.com.
any last minute tips for us, guys?
I have one more thing that I really recommend people do, especially if you have small kids, and that's to book a character breakfast. It takes place in the main Disneyland park. We booked the early one, so it was 8:15 in the morning. We were the first people, I'm not even messing, we were the first people to enter Disneyland Park the morning we went. So we were straight up Main Street USA in front of the castle. We got some sneaky pictures in before we went into the breakfast. But I think for that moment, and to see your kids running around and there's nobody else there because it is a busy place, it was magic. And the breakfast, the experience was incredible. We got to meet 6 characters. My kids were absolutely obsessed with every moment of it. They got all the autograph books signed, and I just think it's a really magical thing to do. It's a little bit pricey. It's worth every penny. It's the best breakfast I've ever bought that I didn't eat because I was too busy.
Bettina, your top tip for anybody on Disneyland Paris, apart from booking a Click and Go?
Yes, apart from that, well, being working in product, obviously, I do want to give one other property a shout out. And that would be for a different type of holiday. If you're looking, if you want to go to Disney, but you also want to go on another family holiday and maybe, you know, it's not in your budget for this year, you can actually combine the two and stay in the Village Nature Paris, which is a center park. It's also just outside the Disney parks. When you stay there, it includes a 2-day Disneyland Paris ticket. So you can go for 2 days into the park, into the parks. And then you also have obviously the advantages of being in a center park, which has, you know, a big water park. It has a forest land. It even has a spa center for the parents. Lots and lots of things to do if you want to stay for a week and do 2 days in the Disney park and then enjoy the center park. And then you also have the option to pop into Paris. So happy you have days. 3 holidays in one.
And Sonia, you can wrap it up now with your tip.
Yeah, I'd definitely recommend downloading the Disney app. And that's where you can pre-book your table reservations in the various restaurants, especially if there's a group of you and you want to have your dinner at a certain time. Definitely book well in advance. And don't forget blister plasters.
Very good.
Good Ed.
Jill, back to you.
Great. Well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for joining us today. And if you'd like to follow us, you can get us on social media. And if you have any suggestions for us, please email us at podcast@clickandgo. Thank you very much for joining
us,
everyone.
Thanks, Bettina. Thanks,
Kathy.
Thanks,
Bettina.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.